Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Martin of Tours, and from the United States, we hear from Father Brian Walker. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher based in Chicago, and his preaching today is entitled Forgiveness.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 17, verses 1 through 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you seven times in a day, and seven times come back to you saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive them." The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." He replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." The gospel of the Lord. This whole thing is about forgiveness, about what you should do to forgive your sister or brother. And this is especially pertinent now. There are so many people with hard feelings going on, especially in the United States, after the election of our new president. Some people very happy, some people very sad, but many, many people angry. They are just angry. And it sometimes seems as if they want brothers and sisters to say, "You know, I'm sorry, but this is my opinion." But then others will say, "No, it's not about opinion." A lot of times it's about more than just opinion. It can be a difference of opinion, but it also can be a difference in morality. We are called, as Jesus said, to forgive one another. But sometimes we just don't have the patience. Even the disciples recognize this, and they said, "Lord, increase our faith." Seems like we can also say that now. We don't want to forgive. We want people to think like we do. But then again, that's not always possible, not even within the same family. My sisters and brothers, their world is very torn these days, and we have to be able to look at it in a different light. Jesus always seemed as if he had patience for the other. Sometimes we have to ask ourselves, do we have enough patience for the other? Do we even have patience enough for ourselves? We can't be always getting what we want. We can't always insist upon that with other people. Let us take the time to listen to our sisters and brothers, to try and be open, and in doing so, to understand that not everybody is like us. Not everybody thinks the way we do, or acts the way we do, or even do things the way we do. We have to understand. Let us do the best that we can so that we can be that patient people.